A stimulus debt program will wreak havoc on overseas missions. Greece's financial crisis threatens a hospital ministry. And there's still a lot of truth to eat your veggies. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. The U.S. Federal Reserve's government debt buying program is supposed to be aimed at supporting the economy. Driving up inflation while increasing costs on commodities will have a direct impact on ministries like Baptist Haiti Mission. BHM's Rob Baker says they've already felt the pinch. With the dollar worth less, they get less Haitian currency to work with. Combined with a sharp rise in prices and a drop in support,
we have had to suspend some of the construction that we wanted to assist the Haitian churches and schools in accomplishing, and we were not able to buy the number of school books that we wanted to get for the schools that are associated with the mission.
Watching God work is another way to dispel the gloomy economic forecast.
It's our goal at this point to strengthen the Church of Haiti, and we are excited about a lot of strides that the Haitian church is taking and evangelization and reaching out to the community. And so, we want to try to be able to continue to assist the Haitian church to do that kind of ministry.
Next, the Greek government has been in crisis mode since 2009. Now the country's enormous national debt is causing problems in health care. Many hospitals are suffering as a result, including AMG International St. Luke's Hospital, so says Tasos Ioannidis.
In Greece, everybody's covered from medical insurance provided by the government. So the hospitals in Greece depend on the government for payments to keep their services going. Since the government has been slow in paying for those services, it has endangered a lot of the operations, including St. Luke's.
Amazingly, though, God has used the crisis to bring even more hospital visitors to himself.
When they come to St. Luke's, they find Christian care and they see a different attitude among the people. And we have the opportunity to tell them about the hope that only Christ can give. So it's a great ministry opportunity for us. It opens doors even more than before.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Over 2 million Muslims have descended on Mecca this week for the annual pilgrimage known as the Hajj, according to Operation Mobilization. They hope that the Hajj, which is one of the five pillars of Islam, will wash away their sins. They began cleansing rituals on Sunday, and they'll finish on Wednesday by running between two hills. Today, the pilgrims will pray on the plain of Arafat all day. Pray that they'll realize that forgiveness doesn't come from the pilgrimage, but only from Christ. Meanwhile, Americans typically spend about $450 billion on Christmas shopping every year. That's 45 times $10 billion, the amount that Living Water International says would provide enough clean water for the developing world. This is why, through Advent Conspiracy, many Christians are buying fewer Christmas gifts so they can fund new wells for needy communities. So far, 200,000 people have received new wells and the living water of Christ. You can go to our website to find out more about the Advent Conspiracy. And lots of kids don't like eating their vegetables, but in poor communities of Guatemala, many children die of malnutrition because they don't have vegetables to eat, so says Bas van der Zalm of Medical Teams International.
8 million children a year die from preventable diseases around the world. That's 22,000 children a day, one every 4 seconds.
Most of these children can be saved by a simple vegetable garden. It takes a one-time gift of $42 to teach a family how to grow the vegetables and how to care for their children's health.
We need to do this in the first 2 years of a child's life because that's the time when malnutrition has its most serious effect, both in terms of the mortality rates of children, but also it has long-term physical implications as well.
Your support will help Medical Teams International as it works with local churches to save lives in their families and communities and also to share the gospel. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Open Doors USA is making available a book of mission, danger, and miracles. Brother Andrew's God Smuggler will not only entertain, but encourage you to get involved in the persecuted church. Get your free copy of God Smuggler by calling 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.